Morning, everyone. Welcome to St. Mark's. Let you join us live here in the chapel or out there on Facebook. A few announcements before we begin our prayer time this morning. First, we're participating in a local event called the Walk to Warm. The Walk to Warm happens every year in this area. It's coordinated by an organization called WAIM, the Windham Area Interfaith Ministry. The event collects money so that Wayne can help people who can't pay their heating bill during the wintertime. It begins with an interfaith prayer service. This year it will be held outdoors, so we're safe and sound in Gilson Square in Berlin. Immediately following the prayer service, we will have a route to walk, and then by doing the walk, we're all together, and it's our way to raise money to help people in the community. Again, help with paying for heating during the wintertime. But since we're all trying to stay safe and sound during the pandemic, we have the option, if you want to participate, by doing a virtual walk. So you sign onto the website, you go out and walk anytime, any place that you want. You maybe take a picture or two and give it to Wayne. They put it up on their Facebook page and their website so people know how many people participated. And then that way you also get to take part in the event as well. So this is happening next Sunday, so I hope you can join us. If you can't join us, I hope you get onto the website for the Walk to Warm. We have a fund for St. Mark's that we're raising money. Just click on that and donate if you'd like. Tell your friends and family. And let's do the most good that we can with our community. I'm very grateful to Charlie and Angela, who always give us wonderful music every week. We're going to have two announcements about music. One, we hope next week to start having a lyric sheet put into the bulletin. We're all meditating to the music. Sometimes you can't pick up on every single word. And the words are beautiful and meaningful and always selected for that particular Sunday. So we want everyone to be able to follow along, meditate for the music, and have a sense of what we're singing about as we do it. So we plan next week to start having an insert and bulletin with lyrics so we can follow along. But the other thing to keep in mind, please, is that Sean and I are trying to be intentional about selecting music that we might otherwise not always sing. Sometimes singing a new hymn on Sunday isn't the easiest thing to do. We have an incredible opportunity right now, since we're meditating to the music, to select things that maybe we haven't tried on before. And what we're hoping is that people might say, oh, I haven't heard that song, and it's wonderful. I would love to do it sometime, of course, when we're back together and we're all singing again. Please, if you hear a song that you haven't come across before, and you think it's a great song, and you'd love us to sing that hymn in church, let us know in the office. We'll take note of it. We're glad that we could expose people to new music during this time and kind of make the most out of it. And we hope that when we're all back together singing in church again, we'll have an expanded repertoire of music that we